Hi there, everybody. This is Lenny Melnick, and let's see what's happening today in the world of fantasy baseball. It is Friday, August 31st in Baltimore. Jeremy Guthrie, five times in his last six starts, has given up two home runs. He's given up two home runs eight times this season. He's 0-4 with four no decisions. J.D. Drew, he is last of all right fielders in batting average and slugging percentage, and he's got a five-year contract to boot. Chinmin Wang, 3-0 with a 1.71 in his last three starts. He's throwing more sliders and changeups to his arsenal of that great sinker ball. Toronto, 17 quality starts in the last 20 games, 32 quality starts in their last 46 games. Don't be afraid to use a Toronto pitcher at home against anybody. John Danks, lost last six consecutive starts, but the White Sox have been outscored 38-9 in the six starts that Danks has lost. Aaron Laffey, interesting pitcher, called up instead of Cliff Lee or Jeremy Sowers. 11 of his first 15 outs were ground balls yesterday. He could develop into a very nice extreme ground ball pitcher. In the last 10 games, Asdrubal Cabrera hitting .366, two home runs and eight RBIs. They love him enough to bench Josh Barfield in total. Bonderman, first win in his last nine starts. Prior to that, his last seven starts, 0-6 with an 8.78 ERA. He's quality. You knew it. You just knew he'd turn it around. Joe Mauer, with the Twins really dropping out of it, look for Mauer to be out for another week. Jose Morales, a catcher, may be recalled tomorrow. Matt Tolbert, an infielder, and Denard Span, who's an outfielder, may play significant roles for the Minnesota Twins down the stretch. The Angels play 21 of 29 games against teams with losing records. Seattle has a lot of road games, and 17 of their 30 games are against teams with winning records. Looks like they're going to the Angels should blow this thing wide open pretty soon. Bartolo Colon, one more rehab assignment, three runs, six hits, five innings in AAA last night. Jose Lopez may be sitting out for a couple of games. Mental mistakes. Look for Bloomquist or Vidro to get some time at second base, with Richie Sexton out with a hamstring as well. Kevin Millwood, seven innings, four consecutive starts. Looks like Millwood is backing into form. Wouldn't hesitate to use him, by the way, if you have to in a playoff game. Matt Traynor, as we go to the National League, will be taking over from Miguel Oliva as the catcher for the Florida Marlins. He handles pitches a lot better, also hitting .284 with a .378 on base percentage. So look for Traynor to get a lot more time and Oliva a lot less time. David Wright could go 30-30. He got his 30th stolen base. He needs six more home runs. Howard Johnson, Daryl Strawberry, the last Mets to do that. Pat Burrell, since July 2nd, he's raised his batting average from .201 to .270 by hitting .360. 16 of his 24 home runs were hit in that time period. He's got 41 home runs. Can you tell me that's the most against the Met franchise? Who has 40? There's a player with 40. Who is he? 40 come from behind victories, by the way, for the Phillies. Lead Major League Baseball. Freddie Garcia had surgery, and the Phillies two games behind the Mets. Justin Maxwell may be called up by Washington. Now he's going to come up from single A, but he's 23 years old, so he's got the age on him. So they're going to give him a look, see if he is a prospect finally or not. In Chicago, they come into the end of August with a league low 17 home runs in August. So that's a surprise from a Chicago Cub team. Zambrano 0-4 with a 7.06 ERA in the month of August. Homer Bailey had a start last night in single A, where he pitched five shutout innings and then started the sixth inning, gave up some runs, but he should be back in September. I'm pretty sure they will give him a call back. Matt Albers, three quality starts in his last four outings. He's 2-1 with a 3.41 ERA in those last four outings. Milwaukee shifted around Braun and Fielder again. Braun, who in the number four spot was hitting .209 with three home runs, goes back to hitting number three. Fielder, who goes back to hitting number four, he didn't have any success in the three spot, where he hit .222 with three home runs. So how about that one? At St. Louis, Joel Piñeiro, you know, they discovered a flaw. They discovered the fact that he was tipping his pitches. Another good game yesterday. Two earned runs in six innings. Mark Mulder scheduled to pitch against Pittsburgh next Wednesday or Thursday. A name I want you to watch out for, is going to get a lot of playing time, is Dan Ortmeier, first baseman for the San Francisco Giants. He's 26. They're going to put him in there every day. Willie Taveras is going to start tonight for Colorado. He's hitting .311, but only .263 in the second half with nine stolen bases. Doug Davis wins his 12th game last night. Starts for the 10th time after the Arizona team loses a ball game. He's 6-1. He's become a stopper. What have happened to Randy Johnson anyway? And Chris Young, 0-2 with a 5.40 in his last four starts. Just didn't look good yesterday. Didn't have his command. And as a result, Chris Young, you're just going to have to get it back if you want to use him in the playoffs. Lenny Melnick saying, send me an email, Lenny@LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. Check my website out, www.LennyMelnickFantasyBaseball.com. We're starting some in-house leagues, so if you'd like to participate, send me an email. And, of course, the hotline, 516-353-6375. And if you check my website out, you'll find out a way that I can call you. Just send me an email with your phone number and a designated time and a one-hour window. And you know what? I will call you. Till tomorrow, let's win some fantasy baseball.